Welcome to KZYX News. I'm Sarah Reith. Today we'll hear from the 17th Annual Aviation Knowledge and Folklore Convention, also known as Airport Day, which takes place on the second Saturday in August on the runway behind the Boonville High School. I got away from the planes for a few minutes and talked with airport manager Kirk Wilder after he gave me a ride in his 1947 Piper. Wilder said the airport was originally intended as a private airstrip, but financial pressures made the owners quick deed the property to the county. About 30 years ago, it looked like the airport would be closed for good. Here's Wilder.
But there were two things. The original families that donated the land to the airport, there was a clause in there that if the airport ever closed, the land reverted back to their families. And the other thing was the people that were living on Airport Road came here because of the airport, and they didn't want the airport to go away. And so the Anderson Valley Community Services District bought the airport from the county for $1. And 10 people at the meeting put a dime on the table each and bought the airport for $1. And now the airport remains a public airport, which is very important to us because that makes us eligible for federal and state funds, grant funds, that we would not be eligible for if it was a private airport. We had a 6-foot culvert collapse, drainage under the runway. The airport was going to, you know, wash away. We got federal funds to do a repair on this and make it better. We just recently, a few years ago, widened the runway to 60 feet, which the FAA considers standard, and recontoured it, repaved it, and it was $900-some thousand project. Of course, we could never afford to do that without federal funds and matching state funds. And it's used by CalSTAR and Reach helicopters, by fire department. It's been a fire base many times here for wildland fires. So it's an asset to the community.
So what are some of the surprising things that you see from the air?
Anything you can imagine. I love taking people whale watching when the California grays are migrating. They migrate south early part of every year, and they a few months later come back north because they calve and birth and everything and mate down in these lagoons in Baja. But off Casper Beach, saw two whales having sex on the surface, and it was quite stunning. And huge pods of dolphins or porpoises, 250 plus one day, and just displaying and swimming and jumping and feeding, and just, I didn't have a camera. And I've counted more whales, and some flights I stopped counting at 60 plus whales, you know, and it's just the most magnificent thing you could ever see. Flying around this coast, it's the most beautiful coast in the world.
I saw a lot of seasoned pilots at the convention, many of them wearing hats with the letters OFFA, which is an acronym for Old Farts Flying Association. I did find one aspiring pilot who stuck around long enough to go up in the air 3 times on Saturday.
My name is Jordao. I am really into aviation, and I came to the airport day and I got onto a RV, which is an experimental type of airplane. It goes really fast. And seeing Boonville and seeing the world from a higher level, it's really something amazing, and that's why I like flying. And also going as fast as you are in an airplane, it's a different experience, and I like it a lot.
So you said you're really into aviation. Does that mean that you fly yourself? Are you training to be a pilot?
I want to be a commercial pilot someday, and I've already been in a few flights, and I like it a lot.
And are you still in school?
I'm high school right now, okay. So I'm a sophomore.
Have you participated in airport days before?
One year ago.
Who is your pilot?
I came with Kirk Wilder.
So when can you start training to fly formally?
I can solo when I'm 18, I believe, and right now I'm 14. So I still have a bit of time until I can do it, but eventually I'll get there.
There used to be an aviation program at the high school. Let's hear from John Fox, who graduated in 1972 from that program.
I'm John Fox, and I graduated from Boonville High School in 1972. At that time and before it, shortly after it, they had an aviation program where the students at the Boonville High School were able to go through the program and get a pilot's license while they were high school students.
So that's kind of like taking driver's ed to a whole new level.
Kind of. Certainly not too much of a different level.
So how old were you when you first flew a plane solo?
16, and then 17 when I became a private pilot.
And you're still a pilot and a flight instructor?
I am a pilot with most of my ratings that are offerable, and including an instructor's certificate.
You also work with an airline, right? What do you do there?
I work for United Airlines, and I'm in their maintenance side. I'm currently their accountable manager for their repair station and do some organization designation stuff. So I have some authorizations I do for the FAA as far as certifying airplanes.
So when you teach students how to fly, what's the toughest thing for them? What's the hardest thing for you to convey to student flyers?
Well, it depends on the student, of course, as we talked, you know, sometimes it's particularly people who drive cars. There's a little difference between the way an airplane is controlled on the ground and an automobile. And so you have to kind of break them of that habit so they go into thinking the way to run an airplane. So they switch back to it, of course, whenever they get nervous or those sort of things. But it's easy. I mean, it really is not. It is a skill of some snatch, but most anybody can do it.
I got a little taste of flying myself. Well, kind of. Flight instructor Miguel Rodolfi let me take the wheel in a section of airspace where I suspect I would have had to work at it to do any damage.
We were barely up in the air just now when you put me on the steering wheel. So how did you feel about putting your life in my hands?
You're fine. I was right there. I had your back. There's two steering wheels.
Okay.
Yeah.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. Thanks for flying with us.